Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for Hour Tua.
It's Hour Tua.
Stop the tape. Stop the tape, Dan. Stop the tape. That's not on you. That's not on you, but we got to stop the tape. We canceled it. Well, it's suspended. It's suspended. That's okay. That's what happens when...
Wait, did Tua get canceled?
Hour Tua...
This was before last week's...
It was after week one. We suspended it indefinitely.
Outrage.
And he only had a chance for an appeal. No Hour Tua.
Dare I say you guys are rats off a ship?
J-Fig's been very stark on it. So, I mean, you know, I tried
being lenient here. I can't even hear it. So yeah. It just offended me hearing it. I know it's not your fault.
It's not your fault. It's not your fault, Dan. But it's, it is officially on indefinite suspension Hour Tua for right now. And maybe even long. I think the comments may make it longer. It may make it longer. I don't know. I'm not quite certain yet, but yes. Anyway, headlines are brought to you by Doral Volkswagen, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Volkswagen or DoralVolkswagen.com. Panthers lose last night. The Sams, they scored. Bennett, he tied it up. God, he's cool. First goal of the year for Sam Bennett. Daniil Tarasov, he was between the pipes. So Bob's still unbeaten. I imagine he'll be back at it against Detroit, although I think they have a back-to-back, so Tarasov will be back in there. Tarasov looked okay. It wasn't on him. It wasn't on him. They pulled him late. He's young, you know.
Big.
But is he, how young is he?
How old is Tarasov? Let's see. He is 26.
Oh, yeah, is he young? 26. He's about a year older than Knight.
He is the son of Bob's idol. They were like doing the split screen yesterday. He was, it was funny because they're born in the same town, but Bob was born in that town, USSR. He was born in that town, Russia. They're like 10 years apart. Okay. Crazy. But anyway, Cats lose last night. I think they could still win the championship. I think I'm confident in that. I still believe in the Cats.
I mean, like.
I didn't like Frog Boy saying it was a mush, by the way, yesterday. I didn't like that. You know, that's at best a mush misdemeanor. That wasn't mush behavior.
What is a mush misdemeanor?
Like there's mush felonies, which are like full blown, like, whoa, you mushed it there, dude. And I just went on Twitter yesterday because I was watching the Heat game, and my God, that was
when they have found in the last 2 years the most creative ways to spit the bit.
Yep.
I don't care whether it's postseason, preseason, regular season. Holy smokes.
I feel really bad for Keyshawn Johnson because I really like him and he's athletic. But
he
has not had a good
preseason.
He has stone hands. And yesterday, he... What's the opposite of an inbounds play? Like, he's just like, here you go, Hawks. And I was just like... All right, that wasn't great. He had a couple, and the thing that was upsetting about it, he finally got a couple of good plays. Like he kicked it to Ethan Thompson for a three. I was like, great assist. Then he had a putback. But here's the thing, this is the thing where I don't know what's going on there, and you know, maybe just athleticism and skill is just different because he's blown like four fast breaks. And yes. It's just been like, whoo, like he should be tomahawking on these dudes.
The crazy thing about it is we see this in all sports. He's an athletic freak. but has stone hands.
Yeah.
We see it at wide receiver. We see it at, like, I can't explain it. He just really looks like his hand-eye coordination don't cooperate.
Yeah. Well, hopefully he can get it together, but it hasn't been a great preseason for Keyshawn. Bam got banged up. They started Bam, Ware, Wiggins, Norman Powell, and Drew Smith. And so that's the most amount of regulars they have started in the preseason.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're taking it slow with Davion. I don't think they're like going pedal to the metal with him because he's just coming back from a calf.
Mm-hmm.
Calf. But they played, Leroy, against like the Hawks G Leaguers, and they got down 14 in the game. I was like,
let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. Is this a sign of things to come?
I want it to be.
It's not your job to want it to be or not. I want the Dolphins to be 5-1.
I thought it was.
I mean, want Michigan to be top five. The reality of it is that here's where we are. You've seen 5 preseason games,
mm-hmm.
right? They have not won a single one of them.
Right.
And they all give, we're trying to fix it, trying to work it out. We're doing this. We're doing that.
Uh-huh.
You ain't that good. You won 37 games last year.
Is it a bad sign that they've gotten the snot kicked out of them on the glass every game? Can't shoot a lick.
They turned the ball over like crazy. I gave a plus one. I'm very hesitant to give them a plus ones. But this has, so I'm just like watching the game, not paying attention, and you know. You guys are going back and forth, right? Eric Reed left with kaboom blue balls tonight. 3 for 30. And I'm like, I don't know what.
Well, he said something. The reason I texted that to you, that Eric Reed had kaboom blue balls, is because he said they kept putting up threes and they kept missing. He goes, man, been dying to kaboom all night, karate. So he said it, and I was like, Eric Reed's got kaboom blue balls because the Heat was they were 3 for 30 yesterday from downtown.
Right.
How's that possible?
Can I just say this? Please don't tell me when he plays good defense and can shoot the three. If they say they're about one more player, and I'm looking at the stat line, that's 3 and 30, enough. We did that all last year. You know who can shoot the three, right? Tyler can shoot the three. Yeah. Duncan can shoot the three. Mm-hmm. Everybody else has made threes but aren't known as three-point shooters. Stop it.
I'm pretty sure that Norman Powell made 2 of his first 3 threes. So I think that means they went the rest of the game in regulation.
28.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they made 2 threes in overtime and still lost. I don't. But, Dan.
30.
Again.
How do you do that?
Shooting's infectious.
Again. No. Dude. So is COVID.
Yeah, and when you're around people and you see it and you catch it.
Oh, so you saying once those bricks started going, they all just got some putty and started.
I don't know. I don't know.
But I'm just. No. Listen. We have said this for the last few years. About guys can play defense and make a three. We need 3-point shooters, not guys who can make a three every now and then. Because when you have a whole bunch of guys who can make a three every now and then, you never know which guy's going to be hot and you end up with 3 for 30. But if you have a bona fide 3-point shooter, then you know that's what he does. So who's the 3-point shooter? If this is now 3-point league and you got to be able to shoot the three, who's going to make threes on this team? I don't want to hear they can all make threes. Who's going to be your 3-point shooter?
The only guys I really trust to make a bunch of threes in a game on this team are Tyler, Norman Powell, Nikola Jovic. Everybody else kind of spotty.
Right. And Kalel's scoring.
This is the thing. Kalel, that's actually one thing. It looks like he's actually fixed something in his shot. This may be just a hot run.
I mean, he shot, dude.
He shot terribly last year.
He
But he's been cooking.
Well, the crazy thing is I knew he was tall before, mm-hmm. but I really knew he was tall when he did a shimmy shake turnaround three.
Yeah.
Right? I'm like, yo, that you got some range. So, yeah.
SDI is killing me. He says, but Tobin was excited about Precious Achiuwa.
Oh, my goodness. Stop.
He said,
I'm telling you.
Wait.
Listen, if you mention Precious Achiuwa one more time with the stone, the hands, right? If you say his name one more time and say, glad we got Precious back, it's go time.
He's a good
time.
Rebounder.
It's go time.
He's a good rebounder.
Yeah, but he can't put it back.
He airballed a runner.
Right.
Like, I didn't know that. He's 6'8".
He finger rolled it and missed everything.
Oh, no. He didn't. He just went.
Oh, he tried to do the.
And it missed everything. And I was like, oh, no. SDI says, wait, a team with minimal talent isn't good. Breaking news. I think they got talent, dude.
Really?
Just got to come together.
Is that because you're a Heat fan?
Together. Just got to come together.
Is that because you're a Heat fan?
It gives both time.
Do they have talent because you're a Heat fan? Because if you were a somebody else fan and you saw this team, would you still say they have talent?
They didn't have Jovic yesterday. Okay, once Jovic gets back. I'm telling you, once we got Jovic back, he is.
Al Mackey said it perfectly.
He's the oil to the engine.
Al Mackey said it perfectly. He is basically the polar bear. Yeah, Mikula version of basketball.
Al Mackey says he's got the motor skills of a polar bear.
Dude, I'm telling you. Like, dude, you understand how you celebrated the.
I said, you know, Bam had some nice moves yesterday. I mean, he finished 4 of 11, but he had a couple of nice baskets. He had some Jimmy moves in him. I was like, look at him.
I think the best Master offensive guy inside is Kalel. They get mad at him because he don't get
Very
no
polished.
Rebounds.
Very polished.
He don't get no rebounds. No rebounds. It looks like he's getting Mardi Gras beads. He don't jump. He just goes.
He's been doing better on the rebounds. I honestly have nothing better.
They got out rebounded 1,000-2.
Well, he was the only one getting them.
Like, and you see Smoke getting irritated with him about rebounds?
He's lashing out at him.
Why you get mad at Kalel when he's the only guy that can get rebounds? You got a whole bunch of short guys in there. I said, man, Miami looks tall. Mm-hmm. Then I saw Atlanta.
Yep. There was a guy.
Average guy who just got here is 6'9", jumping, rebounding, shooting threes.
Some guy came on the team yesterday from Atlanta named Lamont Butler, and Eric Reed said he came out on fire. And Eric Reed's like, they just signed him this afternoon. And I was like, what?
Right.
He's killing us.
Right. Right. If you know what we talk about, this guy, he's Heat culture. If you mean Heat culture gonna play a bunch of D and not make a basket,
I don't know.
Yeah, we got a bunch of those.
I don't
guys.
Know what happened. Adam Simon used to find shooters like you find loose change in a couch. He used to be able to just find anybody to come in here and shoot. And now we got Joe Dirt out there, and he's airballing threes.
Wait. Oh my God, Joe! You're not lying.
Oh, dude.
Man, he looks like basketball Joe Dirt, and his hair is long with the little. Oh, goodness!
And Fontecchio, oh, the gondola.
Wait, see, I can't figure out because you remember Euro? How you was praising all these guys?
We didn't have Nico last night, dude.
What did you say about Fontecchia? Go ahead.
Italian Duncan Robinson.
Italian Duncan Robinson, right? Right now, I take Italian Duncan Donuts. What are you talking about?
That actually sounds good.
Sounds great.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dolphins got the Browns this week. As maybe we'll see the debut of Shedeur Sanders. Who knows, dude? Who knows what could go on in those places? Maybe we'll get those chants. We want Shedeur. Probably not with the Dolphins. I mean, they're probably going to make Dylan Gabriel look like Dan Marino, quite frankly. Or maybe if we're going to go lefty, like Mark Brunell. I don't know. But like that's probably the way it's going to go. The way this defense is, they're so bad. They are just embarrassingly bad.
Kamani Vidal.
Oh my God, who are these? At least Dowdle had another good game, and he was a good running back last year. The Cowboys just cut bait with him, but like, man, Dan, that's so bad. It's so embarrassing. They just can't stop anybody.
You heard the announcer was like, if you were like me, you picked up Kamani Vidal for your fantasy team. Like, what?
That's what I'm saying. And I don't know what Bijan Robinson's going to be able to do against these Dolphins, but it's probably going to be I feel like he definitely could set records against this defense with how bad they've been. It's crazy. It's crazy how bad they've been. I will say, though, on the good note of football, the Canes come back on Friday. So that makes me happy. Canes in Louisville, you got that going down on Friday. And even more, I saw yesterday some more national buzz going for Reuben Bain for the Heisman. Because there's not really like this sexy offensive candidate. I'm sure Mendoza is going to get more of that if Indiana keeps this up because, man, he's been lighting it up. Indiana's been lighting it up. But this could be one of those years. Everybody just, I think, sees the raw talent and just how much of a game wrecker he is. And Mesidor's been awesome, too. I don't want to overshadow what he's been doing. They've been absolutely fantastic. But it is kind of cool to see everybody just like, man, you're talking, there's mock drafts that have him number one overall, Heisman buzz. And I just think it's really cool just that he's been in this spot where, you know, last year he was banged up. We all, you know, everybody had high hopes for him when he was a freshman, and he has the injury last year, messes him up. And now this year he's got a defensive coordinator who actually knows what he's doing, because Corey Heatherman is always scowling. He's always scowling and he's always dialing something up. Every time I see that guy, like, I feel like when he goes to Bolle, he's not even thinking about eating. What he's thinking about when he gets that bowl is he's thinking about dialing it up. That's what Corey Heatherman is thinking of. But this Canes defense, you just think about, like, man, they couldn't do anything last year. No hope, no stops. And this team this year is just so complete, and they found so many different ways to win. It makes you excited. And I don't care, you know, this Louisville, I understand. Anytime you get into these ACC games, it gets a little crazy. They got the dude who was at UFC a couple of years ago, Miller Moss. You know, whatever, dude. I'm not sweating it. I think this Canes team, and I heard Mario Cristobal this week talking about air pollution, that they're trying to keep all that positive stuff that's out there. I think they got the right guys for it. I don't think they're gonna buy into their own stuff. Honestly, like, it's just a matter of, like, I would like to see them, if they get a lead, can they absolutely bury a team? That, like, real killer, jugular, killer instinct for this team, that's, like, the only thing that they seem to be missing. But basically, holding things and leading wire to wire, man, they've dictated the game on their terms basically every time. They'll run the holy hell out of the ball, and then when they don't, like this last game against FSU, they're like, hey, dude, how about this? CJ Daniels, Malachi Toney, Gonzo. And Carson Beck was getting it done. And that's I think, exactly what Mario Cristobal was hoping to envision when he had this team. And that's what's exciting about them. They really just feel top to bottom like one of the best teams in the country. And I never want to, in the words of Robbie the DeGeneres, I don't want to count my chickens, because we've seen some stuff get bleeped up. But even with last year, it felt very Houdini-ish with some of the wins that they would pull out. Like, they would get down and it'd just be like, Cam Ward, save us, magic. And this year, it doesn't feel like magic. It just feels like a well-built football team. And that's tough. A well-built football team, that's tough. Jeff, J-Fig, that's tough. J-Tough, that's tough. That's tough. That's what he was looking for. So that's what gets me excited for Friday night. Also, that the Friday night game comes after a bye, because I think Friday night games are weird. But at least we get to start the weekend off right with a party.
Leroy will be very happy about that, too. He's been waiting for this moment.
Why?
He
does miss the Canes.
Okay.
Yeah. There's been like one game in a month. It's been weird.
Mm-hmm. He's been stressing it for quite some time, so we need something.
I'm just happy to see this kind of team put it all together. Al Magos says the Dolphins and Canes went in opposite directions. Yes. Yeah, you can't get all the football going at the same time. We can't be greedy, apparently. But this is exactly, I mean, you always knew the respect that Cristobal puts on the trenches. It was just last year defensively they were complete Swiss cheese. The secondary was awful. And this year, not the case. Getting turnovers, making things happen. And I mean, those pass rushers, my God. Oh my God. They are quarterbacks and offensive lines nightmare.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here on the program, it's that time of the show where we say the damage has been done. I'll go first. So, I told you guys yesterday that I had a big problem with ESPN.
Yes.
Because ESPN was doing they're doing this bit on, I think, social media. I don't know if it's also on their television shows because I don't even know what NBA shows they do. I feel like all I see is NFL. But they did a bit that's 30 teams in 30 days. And I took umbrage yesterday because they decided that they were going to make the Heat Day about LeBron. And I got to tell you, dude, no disrespect to LeBron James. We've had our past. We're good now. But I think LeBron gets enough coverage. Now, I understand the Heat aren't the sexiest team in the world, right? But does Heat Day need to be kicked off with, does LeBron James deserve to get his jersey retired in Miami?
You're still good.
Well, let me explain. There's a reason I have another.
There's a reason, Roy.
All right.
Well, I don't know if somebody heard my rant yesterday or is just messing with me.
Mm-hmm.
But yesterday, I fire up the old Instagram, Leroy. And on their page, the next thing that they post is a quote from Tyler Hero that says, LeBron James is the best Heat player of all time. And whose video did they use? But old Tobe's video. And these mother bleepers decided to tag me on the video.
Glorious.
And I'm going to tell you something right now, ESPN. This means war. Okay? I am not to be messed with. Okay? I am not going to take this sitting down. Well, I am sitting down right now. But I am not taking this lightly. Because what you did to me was a sports act of war. And what you did yesterday on Heat Day was nothing but LeBron. We know. He was awesome on the Heat. All right?
Did they mention Jordan with the Wizards?
I don't know. I don't know what anybody else did.
But by the way,
if you're going to go nostalgic, not one D-Wade post. Not one. It was all Big Three stuff. And then finally they gave us one Nikola Jovic post. So I said, hey, I put on the comments. And I say, hey, how about some Ware and Yuccachonis highlights on ya bums and not my 5-year-old video? Nobody responded. But I let him know how I felt.
You think Mr. Jeter's sitting in his office going, hey, Mr. Jeter, do I respond?
I don't know. But I'm not happy about it. And this means war. Damage is done, ESPN.
Damage is done.
I feel like now it's your turn to like tag them.
With what? Yakachonis highlights?
Or this itself.
Well, obviously they heard it, because why would they go and tag that video out of any other video that you could tag about LeBron? How many videos about LeBron James are there? A gazillion? And they decide to take a shot across the... Oh, Tobin doesn't like the LeBron Heat coverage? How about the time that he posted a video about Tyler Hero talking about LeBron James?
Maybe they were just trying to go get some footage.
Can I just tell you what this is?
What?
I'm going to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
As my friend,
mm-hmm.
as my good friend,
yeah,
sounds like 1 in 5 talking.
No. Why does that have to do with anything? You and Vlad are both doing that.
He's talking about respect.
You know what? You know why I take umbrage with that?
Umbrage. Spell it.
You know why I take umbrage with that? It disrespects my regard of petty. You think I can't lash out on separate occasions?
Sure you can. You sure you
has
can.
Nothing to do with the Dolphins' record.
No, but I'm saying...
I would be, if the Dolphins were 6-0, this would annoy me.
You're...
100%?
Not as much.
Oh, definitely.
Okay.
What damage has done for you?
I mean, my damage is done just happened.
I knew this was going to be... I knew this was a thing.
So I go downstairs to pick up our delicious empanadas, get the bag, and you know, I'm pretty good with...
It felt like...
I'm with Uber weight, right? So I know what 12 empanadas feel like versus a couple. I lift the bag, I'm walking up the stairs, and I'm like, wow, how did they jam all these empanadas into this one little bag?
I don't know.
Like, I look down, it says Michelle.
Mm.
So
that's not you.
Here's the problem. You can't get a hold of Uber driver. It goes through Central Uber. So I'm waiting.
You know what it's called?
What?
Central Uber.
Yeah. So like finally I get a call Boston. Back and I'm like, hey, my name's not Michelle. And she doesn't really speak English.
Mm.
So she comes back. Now, me and Tobin had a conversation. He was spot on. Certified possum holder.
And, she was?
And she could put the jaws of life on that motorcycle. Right?
Oh, man.
And so she smiled and said, excuse me, because that's only polite. Word she knew.
That's just polite.
She didn't know sorry. And so I was like, okay, no problem, because I hadn't even opened the bag. Mm-hmm. So we just...
Switcheroo.
So you got Leroy.
But my damage is done was that. Like,
damage is done.
I don't know how we reacted if she wasn't a CPH. Listen, I'm telling you what.
Here I thought that you went all the way to Half Moon like this. That's why you weren't here last second.
No, I was looking feverishly for that motorcycle to come by.
And then you looked at her feverishly too.
No, I didn't. Hmm. No, it wasn't that I looked. We just had a conversation beforehand, so I had to check.
That's not exactly how the conversation went.
No,
you barely had one.
No, first of all, don't apologize.
Why?
Because it was not me.
You took Lupe downstairs.
No! Mm. No!
Hey, don't snitch to her.
Wait.
He was the one with the comments.
Hey, what are you, the quarterback of the Dolphins?
No, I'm just saying.
Downstairs too?
No, he wasn't down there. These were pre-
It was a scouting report.
Scouting report.
Wait, because you saw her picture or something?
No!
Nah,
confused now.
Nothing. You're just guessing.
He was guessing.
So
I had to look.
Mm-hmm. It's not important. How about what damage has done for you?
What the heck? Okay. My damage is done. Goes to myself this weekend. Let me finish.
Wow, jeez.
I was going to help you out with one.
Nope, because I already know where your head is going.
All right.
And it's nothing compared to that. My damage is done goes to me following instructions on a popcorn bag. Okay, guys? Never do it.
Like Insta-popcorn?
Yeah.
Jiffy Pop? Like, what are we talking here?
I don't know the name of it. I opened the bag. I put it in the microwave to the set time that it gave me. And I'm talking to my friend in front of the microwave. And I notice there's smoke coming out of the microwave.
Uh-oh.
And it barely even finished the time. Like, the microwave wasn't even beeping yet. And I see smoke coming out of my microwave. That popcorn was not edible whatsoever. It turned black. It was gross. And my house, till this very day, still smells like popcorn. So the damage is done to me and the bag instructions.
All right.
Oh, you're not giving yourself a damages done.
I gave
you're
two. Blaming. I gave the... two. I followed the instructions, and then I almost burned down the house.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Two.
Dan Day, what damage has done for you?
The Miami Heat are 0-5 in the preseason. They have one more preseason game Friday, 8 o'clock against the Grizzlies. It's going to be on our sister station, 560 WQAM. Last night, Bam Adebayo had a knee contusion or a knee bump. The damage is done. Sit him out until the first game of the season against the Orlando Magic on the 22nd. There's no need for Bam Adebayo to go out there in a meaningless preseason game. And even if you do win the game, preseason sucked anyway, so the damage is done.
The damage is done, my friend.
It has not been a fun preseason. There's nothing I can say that is a counter to that.
And if I may, what's frustrating, not saying this is how this is going to play out, you're seeing the same problems they had last year.
I can't say that they've solved any problems from last year.
Okay, So that's worrisome. That's a little.
But it's the preseason, baby. You know, let's give it a say.
Preseason only counts.
Now they're going to start the schedule starts very.
Can I say preseason only matters?
Yeah.
Or preseason doesn't matter when you're 0-5.
So this would have been different to you if they would have won in overtime yesterday. Your feelings would be different.
Your feelings would have been different.
No, I don't think so.
Oh, so you think everything's going to be okay?
I'm not worried yet. I haven't had...
When you end a season a certain way and you start a new season with the same issues,
yeah.
You think you have nothing to worry about?
No Jovic yesterday, dude.
Again, I'm asked you a basic question.
Okay.
If you end last season with 37 wins and bounced out quicker than Jay Fig's popcorn, right? And you start the season looking the same way. That doesn't bother you?
Some things are going well. Jaime Jaquez looks really good. Kalel's had a good preseason.
Jaime Jaquez is going to play 3 minutes a game.
I don't know. He's looking pretty good. I think he's found it back. I think he's gotten his juice back.
Somebody going to be sitting in those UD seats. And the way it's going is
I don't think it's
going
to be him.
Keyshawn and Keyshawn Precious. For sure.
You might be, I think you've nailed those two.
Right.
Jaime's looking good.
And Joe Dirt is going to be a Sioux Falls.
Oh, maybe. Maybe. I don't know,
dude. He might not make Sioux Falls?
I don't even think he's on a Sioux Falls contract. I think he got a tryout contract.
I mean,
but he might. I don't know. He looks like Sioux Falls. Look, can they shoot a lick? No.
Okay, the same problems as last year. Yeah. And you're sitting there saying, no, it's going to be better.
Same but different.
If it's not better, shame on you for just assuming it was going to be better.
I didn't.
Shouldn't you be able to see some of it?
You don't have Jovic. He's the best player on the team.
He better, like, he need to be making threes like Larry Bird, according to you.
I'm telling you, like, just... He's the thing that's going to make it all unlock, okay? He's the skeleton key.
Okay. Okay.
All right. I'm not worried yet.
Okay. Okay.
You know,
let's just put it on paper as saying, if I see the same problems that I saw when the 37-45 team ended, and it seems like you picked up where you left off, I'm not seeing anything that would lead me to believe that you improved other than no more Jimmy and no more drama.
No drama.
But no talent.
I mean, don't say no talent.
Who's going to make threes?
Wiggins didn't have a shot going yesterday.
Okay.
All right. You know, tough day at the office from the three-point.
For five games?
No, he had a good first game. You know? That's what I'm saying. Like, they haven't really played together. You know what I'm saying, dude?
You're searching right now.
I'm not searching.
Yes, you are.
I'm not searching. Can I?
What are you fishing for?
Preseason doesn't really start to the red, white, and pink scrimmage anyway. Okay? So can we?
Going?
I'm on the broadcast tomorrow.
Oh, my God. So you're going to just...
What? 6 o'clock, by the way.
Is that Kaseya?
It is a Kaseya, yes.
All the way down? Oh,
okay. Yeah, it is a Kaseya. And then, by the way, if you guys want to believe, tickets $10, benefits Baptist Health. Great cause.
Can I just say, you are wow.
What?
Wow.
What? What's the problem?
Eric Kozak, I can't wait until the heat season starts. Toby and Leroy will be going at it all season. It's preseason, guys. Let's relax. Does anybody get my point? I know it's preseason. I'm a big defender of preseason doesn't matter. Mm. Unless I see the same things that ended your season last year.
Yeah, they didn't have anybody. Like, they didn't have anybody in Puerto Rico. Okay.
Somebody. Who's going to make threes?
That's a good question.
Okay.
That is a legit question.
So I'm looking at the numbers. 3 for 30.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Anomaly, though. You would agree. That's really bad.
They've been really bad shooting the three. Yes. So you just mysteriously, when the season starts, they're going to start making shots.
You never
like,
know
nobody wants to make shots now.
Who was Duncan Robinson 5 years ago? Nobody knew.
Yeah, until he lit it up in preseason.
You know, but it took when he first came up, his first real stint in Cup of Coffee with the Heat, he stunk.
No, that was regular season. But then he came back in the preseason, and what he did in Sioux Falls, he was lighting it up.
Point stand.
Who's going to light it up? Who's lighting it up? There's nobody. They got 25 guys. Nobody can make a damn
three. Maybe Davion keeps shooting 45% from three. He did that last year. Maybe he could do that.
Oh, my goodness.
Norm Powell's a good shooter.
Leroy has no faith in Simone Fontecchia.
He's streaky. Last night, bad streak.
I want to streak your ass right now. What are you talking about? Streaky.
None of this sounds right right now.
I'm just saying, like, do I have legitimate concerns?
I wouldn't say they're illegitimate concerns. I think maybe you're just a little too concerned.
That for the last 2 years, nobody could make a three?
Not nobody. I mean, Tyler Herro was the number 3 3-point shooter in the league.
He's not healthy.
He'll be back.
So
Dominique Wilkins says he'll be back opening night.
The point still remains.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, take Tyler out of it.
Right.
They don't play 48 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Who else is going to make threes?
We got Powell.
Powell and Wiggins, I think, can shoot the three well. But
Wiggins is an okay shooter. Decent shooter.
But the problem is we haven't seen it.
Pella's not a good shooter. No. Jaime's not a good shooter.
Precious.
Nah.
Like, let's start with the layups. I mean, he need to play basketball with the football gloves on. It's okay. Do what you got to do to be successful. Somebody send him some Nikes.
Did you hear? That there's some more beef going on in the NFL?
Woohoo!
Your second favorite team, the Cleveland Browns.
Oh, they beefing about whether Shadur should be playing?
Mm-mm.
Woohoo!
I'll tell you about it coming up next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.